hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM/FM Shortwave Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It is a Tuesday, folks, October 30th, 2007. And, of course, Tuesday being Bob Chapman Day. He will be joining us here in a few minutes. And also in studio for the 2 hours, Robbie Noel, that does the flip side on this network right after this program. And he'll be doing that from the studios live each day this week. Very glad to have him here. I've read the front page of the newspapers today, and I'd heard about this yesterday, about FEMA faking a news conference. You know, I mentioned the other day, where were all the pictures from the stadium out there that people were using that as a shelter, temporary internment camp, whatever you'd like to call it? Why didn't we have any pictures from that whatsoever? I was always kind of amazed. And then to find out that, well, gee, the reporters just couldn't make it to a FEMA news briefing. So what did they do? They just faked it. They had a half a dozen FEMA employees asking questions on the California fires, but the questions didn't come from reporters. They were asked by the FEMA staffers themselves. And, of course, they said that they were real sorry about this, that, you know, it was an error in judgment. An error in judgment that you're faking a news conference? That is not an error in judgment. That is a plan to deceive, to put out a newscast to make it sound as if this is officialdom and the watchdogs of the Republic. The watchdogs of the Republic are, in fact, there to ask the important questions. And it's rather fascinating to me, ladies and gentlemen, that this has reached such benign proportions in this country that, well, it's just no big deal. It's just no big deal at all. And I find that quite disturbing. And, of course, Michael Chertoff had to chime in on this deal as well. And Chertoff said, in all my years, let me bring up his exact quote. Get that for you here in a second. But it was rather fascinating. Chertoff says that, I think it was one of the dumbest and most inappropriate things I've seen since I've been in government. Well, I think Mr. Chertoff is one of the dumbest and most inappropriate things I've seen since I've been watching the government. No journalists attended this, folks, although we were given a conference call that they could use to listen but not to ask questions. Some half dozen questions were asked. At the end of the briefing, questions were asked. I should have intervened, but I didn't, according to Mr. Philbin. By the way, this Philbin used to work for the Coast Guard. He no longer has a job. And they can't confirm that Mr. Philbin is not, nor is he scheduled to be, the Director of Public Affairs for the Office of the Director of the National Intelligence, or the DNI. I should certainly hope not. Staging fake newscasts, folks. How many times have they done this? How many more times are they going to do this in the future? I'd like to know how this came to light. I don't think it was a FEMA employee with a heart that just wanted to tell the news about the non-news event.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back. Are you... Well, I can hear you from here, but they can't hear you in front of the mic. Speak. What should we do? Oh, somebody stole the mic cable? Oh, my God. I think this tops it all.
It shorted out yesterday.
All right. Well, we got to have Mr. Robbie Noel. I mean, I like the guy, but I don't want him sitting in my lap over here, hook up his microphone. Mr. Chapman, are you there? Did somebody steal your mic cord?
I am being defrauded by FEMA.
What do you now? Do you feel bad that they didn't lie to you. They just misrepresented the facts.
Of course they're lying.
You know,
they do it all the time.
What fascinates me about this is nobody has seen any reports, any filmed reports out of California, except the standard standalone talking head with a microphone in their hand walking up and down the streets decrying how bad this is. But the information that came out around that was very carefully controlled. And when I saw FEMA, my friend Bob, do this, I thought, you know, yeah, this was totally, totally controlled.
Well, I saw two pieces, one by CNN that was pulled immediately and one by AP. The CNN had the police shooting a illegal alien who was trying to run them down, who they were trying to apprehend, who had been setting fires. They've got one legal alien who is on probation, who was seen starting a fire, and they've got four other illegal aliens in jail who were seen starting fires. Now, both stories were killed. I was lucky enough to pick them up. So the whole thing is being managed. They're not telling you the information on Aslatan, which is the title for Southwest United States by Mexicans who believe that that belongs to the brown people of Mexico.
Or it could,
and they said they said to the governor of California and sent him pictures that they were the ones who were behind all those fires. And the governor confirmed it, and that was on CNN Online.
Well, you know, it fascinates me about this. I'd seen the stories starting to surface. They would pop up and then disappear as rapidly as they popped up. One was suggesting from Homeland Security sources that were not named that this was possibly an Al-Qaeda attack on the United States.
That's the diversion.
Yeah, that story
That's the classic diversion.
Well, you know why that story disappeared.
You know, I work for these people. I know exactly how it goes.
Can you hear me okay?
I can
hear Bob.
You. I can hear you. Can you
Get
hear me
Get off
now?
The line. We don't want you on here.
You know why that story disappeared? The Al-Qaeda story.
Hmm.
Because Fox was reporting that they had received an FBI memo, which they said they got a month ago, where the FBI outlined a plot by Al-Qaeda to set fires in Colorado, Wyoming, and I think Utah. What Fox didn't tell you was it was a memo that was sent out in 2004.
Well, okay, we'll just pull that story, brush the dust off,
yes,
and put it out there. Bob, how much of this stuff are they actually staging, in your estimation?
Well, I think the fires in California definitely were executed by this group of in favor of this takeover. In 2050, I don't know, 80% of California will be legal and illegal aliens, so they want it now instead of waiting. And if you look at my last publication, you'll see the numbers in there. They're close to that. And, you know, these people are demand. And, you know, they've got no right to do so. If you go to Mexico, they have certain rules. You got to follow them if you live there. And if you don't, they ask you to leave. If you don't leave, they make you leave.
Well,
and that's just
Bob.
You know, it's a one-way street.
Bob, I don't know. Maybe I'm getting too old, or maybe too critical, or too cynical. But what advantage would it be for a bunch of illegals to burn down half of California?
Because they believe it belongs to them. It's justification. There's a tremendous amount of animosity between the indigenous people of the southwestern United States and down through Mexico and Central America, with the exception of Costa Rica, which didn't have an Indian population. They migrated from Nicaragua and Panama. But there's tremendous animosity, and the base of it is that approximately 15% of the people control all the money, and 5% control about 75%. And these people are treated as second-class people who don't have that money. And these people resent it, and now they're up in the United States, and they're reflecting their feelings and their fears against Americans because they enjoy a standard of living which is much higher than the average person in Mexico and Central America.
But see, but Bob,
and this is just pure envy.
But
and
how?
Listen, there's another thing that has a great deal to do with it too. Is you have to live in these countries as I have and speak their language to understand that it's a frame of reference. When children reach the sixth grade, they go and work. And that's why in the United States, depending upon the city, in the major cities, 50 to 65% of the Latino children do not graduate from high school. And approximately 60% of them are functionally illiterate. And they blame that on us, the bad guys, because most of us are not functionally illiterate, and we finish high school for the most part and work very hard at getting ahead. And many of them do, too, but there's much more of them that don't. And it's part of their culture. You got to understand this. And they expect money and good things to drop off trees. And it just doesn't happen that way.
Well, and I still don't understand the logic here. Okay,
there is no logic.
Well, and that was my point here, because they... Look, Governor Schwarzenegger, you put this in your newsletter this week, that Schwarzenegger out there is signing notes that are due in 8 months to help pay its bills until tax revenues come in, if they do come in. The largest note, we're talking about $7 billion here, the largest short-term loan since you took office, and five times more than that last year. And their debt is increasing after cash...
You know what I didn't put in there?
What's that?
They've got three-year notes out there worth $35 billion.
And their receipts fell $777 million below the state's projections. And you got a bunch of disenfranchised and angry Mexicans, illegals running around burning half the state down. How do they figure that this is going to help them? But this is supposed to be the grand giveaway.
There's no logic, John. You're not dealing with people who can deal in the third dimension. Go live among them and you'll find out. I have. They're good people. They're in a different world.
Well, how in the hell would the president of Mexico, how would he feel if a bunch of Americans went down and started torching his cities to get back at him for all the illegals that they didn't help prevent coming into this country?
He'd call George Bush, and George Bush would send the army down to save him. They're giving them billions and billions and billions of dollars to fight the drug trade, which is run by the CIA and the Bush family. You know, I saw it was at a meeting where the people who participated were all drug dealers. And the politicians were getting pledges from them as to how much money they were going to give them. Now, how's that?
You know, I had a Russian...
And I've never printed it.
I had a Russian Jew in the studio yesterday, and he didn't say anything on air. He was the kind of guy that would sit back quietly and listen. But he and I got into some very in-depth conversation as he was telling me what's been going on behind the old Iron Curtain. And we were talking about Vladimir Putin. And he looked at me and he said, you know he's KGB. And I said, yes, I understand that. And he said, do you really want to know what's going on in Russia? He says, the United States is following suit. He says, Russia is so corrupt. He says, get this. He said, you go to a gambling casino. He says, yeah, we got gambling over there now. If you play and you win a large sum of money, you're followed out of the casino. If you get in your car, you're followed down the street. They pull you over. Not only do they steal back the winnings that you got, but they steal everything that you have. And he says, and the police, they're all on the payroll. Everybody is being paid off. He says, Russia is mafia-style, circa 1920s, 1930s USA. And he says, and your entire government is the same way. You just mentioned the cartel, the drug cartel down there, and the Bush running the drugs and all of this other stuff. He said, the amount of corruption in the United States, he says, it's never spoken about. He says, but everybody knows about it in Russia because everybody's on the payroll. And he says, here in the United States, they just don't tell each other or talk about it, but everybody is kind of on the same payroll. He says, the amount of corruption is just as bad in this country as it is in the old Soviet Union. We'll break. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We're back. All right, Bob, just one more word here about this.
I think you can sum it up by saying that corruption is so rampant throughout the world, it's incomprehensible.
Well, and you read stories. I mean, I don't think people really appreciate, and that's a strange term to use, but appreciate the amount of absolute, pure, out-and-out corruption. I don't think they care in Washington, D.C., because they pretty much have figured out that the rest of the country has caught on. They're just ignoring us. They're doing whatever the hell they want to do. You are, of course, aware, sir, of H.R. 1955 and the companion bill in the Senate that's set for vote, 1959. And this is Orwellian as it gets, Bob.
It'll take us right off the air.
It will certainly do that. Because this propensity that we have this new idea now in America that you're guilty until you're inspected, detected, probed, punched, tortured, whatever, to prove yourself innocent. And you have the executive that has amassed all this power. King George II has amassed all this power. Congress is not saying anything because Congress is up to its eyeballs in Robbie's wrestling with his headphones over here, up to their eyeballs in corruption, and it's like they know the game's up because everybody's catching on how corrupt this corporation has become and how much we really detest them. Is this self-protection measures that they're doing? Are they afraid that the American people are going to start attacking them?
Well, I think the answer is yes, and I'll tell you why. Because they put this financial collapse in motion. They can't stop it, and all of their other programs in the Middle East have collapsed on them. And so they have this steamroller coming at them, and then they get bagged and bagged everybody else in the banking business and pensions and hedge funds with the CDOs, which are the packaged bonds, which were these mortgages. And the seven major banks in the country are sitting on over $400 billion in losses. And every day the value of that paper goes down. The worst paper is worth 18 cents in a dollar. The best is about 47 cents. The losses that they're going to take are horrific. I mean, we're headed toward a financial Armageddon. It's going to be dreadful. And the Fed and the banks are trying to slow it down as much as they can and hide the problem as long as they can. And at the same time, they're inflating like mad in order to keep the system going, a system where credit continues to contract within the banking structure, even though they get the discount window open and they're shoveling money in like there's no tomorrow.
The oil has hit a new high. It was up, I think, to 93, and it dropped down a little bit. But I am seeing the same old rhetoric again, Bob. But this time, I think people are becoming a little bit more savvy. They're questioning a little bit more. We saw them last year for any reason that they could come up with, and they stopped really giving reasons as to why the oil is so expensive. One executive was quoted as saying that, well, I thought it was a little high when it was in the sixes. I couldn't believe it when it hit the sevens. And he said there's absolutely no reason for this to be the way it is. Other oil producers are saying the same thing. The people are actually pumping it out of the ground. They're saying, wait a minute, there's no shortage of oil. He says they're manufacturing threats to the flow of oil. Last year we had the peak oil that they floated for a while that they realized that wasn't going over real well, so they retracted that story. Oh, it was Hurricane Katrina that was threatening. Oh, now it's Mexico. They had to shut down 20% of their production because there's a few storms going through Central America. The political unrest and the threat of not direct attack, not oil rigs being blown off the face of the map. No, there's a potential threat. Bob, I'm looking at this, and I see massive profit-taking going on. They're still running the same rhetoric. You know, it's fall. You people in the Northeast, get ready, supply and demand. Your costs of your fuels are going to go up. You know, just hang on for that. But we've not yet seen the vast increases in price per barrel hit the market out there. I don't understand any of this. I, honest to God, do not understand one bit of it.
Well, we have the answers. Number one, OPEC is not increasing production. They're restraining it. They feel that everything else has gone up, and they should be getting $110 to $120 a barrel for oil. And quite frankly, they're right. So with that said, that's why the price of oil is going up. Gasoline hasn't caught up, and the reason why is that the production facilities have increased to about 87% of capacity, and obviously it meets demand at this time. Now, I also think in the gasoline sphere that those who manufacture gasoline, mostly oil companies, got so much heat for running it back up to, I don't know, 325 or whatever it was last time, that they're cooling it right now. So they're not pushing it. But they will in the future, you know. Oil fell today. Were you aware of that?
It fell, but not by much. Let's pick that up exactly.
It was down $3.76.
Let's pick that up.
It ended the day at $89.77.
All right, let's pick that up after we get back. We'll be right back. Robbie Noel in studio. He'll be speaking here in a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
If gasoline at the pump last year, Mr. Chapman, was $3.25 a gallon, and we were still looking at oil prices at around $60, maybe $70 a barrel, then if they tell us that a little interruption of 20%, and we don't buy a large percentage of oil from Mexico in the first place, but it apparently the way they're doing this is world availability oil. Now, these companies, folks, they don't run the just-in-time theory from the pump wellhead to the cracking facility. In other words, if the well stops pumping this very second, they stop producing and cracking. There are reserve tanks, so any slight interruption of weather or downtime or maintenance on an oil rig, it should not affect the prices of crude. But as you said, something you said earlier, Bob, is very telling, that these people actually believe that they should be getting adjusted for inflation, the devaluation of the dollar, everything else, that they should rightfully be getting $110, $120 a barrel for oil. So, but this has not come home to roost. in the American market. And when it does, the cost of everything is just going to skyrocket because everything runs on oil or is delivered by truck and it takes diesel or gas, what have you. Airfares, manufacturing of products, plastics, you name it, rubber, it doesn't matter. It's all going to start going up through the roof. And they're projecting, and some people have been projecting this very quietly. They'll yell it from behind the partition and duck back real quick that oil next year may be $130, maybe even $150 a barrel. This is going to kill an already weakened economy worldwide. Isn't intentional, and who's responsible for jacking the price of that up?
Well, it is intentional, and we already know the reasons why the producers are jacking it up or want it higher, but we also discussed why the powers behind government want it higher, because they want, you know, failure in the United States, Europe, and Canada so they can introduce their world government. And as far as the costs and the inflation, I think we should look at where it's all headed. And where it's all headed, and you mentioned this, was to higher inflation. And there's other factors that are going to add to that as well. And, you know, even today, Bear Stearns came out and said they see $800 gold here shortly, and so didn't Credit Suisse. And the reason why is inflation and continuing higher inflation. And that tells us that all of the people who are listening to this broadcast should be buying gold and silver. And if they already have it, they should get more. And that is the only answer. The only answer. Yes, there are other things you can do and you can make money with. But this is the greatest trend in the last 100 years in a market. The money that's going to be made in gold and silver-related assets is going to be colossal. You haven't seen anything yet. You know, wait till you see numismatic coins jump $400 in one day. Wait till you see stocks go from 5 to 10 in one day. This is going to happen. I've seen it before. And we didn't have the bull market in 78, 80 that we have today. This bull market is giant. It's been 6 years in the making for the first stage. And we're finally entering toward the end of the first stage. And we're going to have three or four stages until gold becomes a bubble and blows off like every other bubble does.
I want to switch gears here. Iraq, we have been in there trying to destabilize Ahmadinejad's government. We've had special operations groups in there. They want all, well, our friends, the Israelis over there, they want to clean up their backyard, and that means every Muslim speaking country or every Arabic country over there destabilized and reformatted in the United States view of democracy. But I don't think a lot of people are understanding. Now, they've given us the death toll, some 3,700 U.S. soldiers. Folks, that is an error. And here's the question. It could range as high as 73,000 U.S. military dead since the Gulf War I back in the early 90s. Now, these figures do not include Iraqi civilian deaths, estimated at over 1 million at the hands of Bush and 8 years of Clinton, and 1.2 million at the recent Bush here. The Department of Veterans Affairs, in conjunction with the Joint Chiefs of Staff, has released the truth because they need the American people to know that our military is literally destroyed. They cannot release these horrific numbers via the chain of command because they are under orders to conceal the truth at all costs. So they let slip a report which now cannot be unslipped, just like they can't undo what the Blackwater personnel have done over there. They've already given them, they've sanctioned them. They've already said that, well, we've given them carte blanche, so we can't take that back, so we're not going to prosecute them. Well, there's a reason why they're so important over there, is because our military folks are just absolutely devastated. And I know you have a follow-up on that, on what our soldiers aren't doing, but let me run through these facts, Bob. Here's the facts, and a link to the government sources to prove these facts. More Gulf War veterans have died then Vietnam veterans. The Department of Veterans Affairs, on May of 2007, Gulf War Veterans Information System reported the following. Total U.S. military Gulf War deaths since Gulf War I, 73,846. Deaths amongst the deployed, 17,847. Amongst the non-deployed, 55,999. Total number of disability claims filed, and this is again since Gulf War I, it's all the same, 1,620,906. Disability claims among the deployed, 407,911. Disability claims among the non-deployed veterans, 1,212,995. Percentage of combat troops that filed disability claims, 36%. Now, why are the government numbers of 3,777 as of 9/7 of this year, September 7th, so low? The answer is simple. The government does not want the 73,000 dead to be compared with the 55,000 U.S. soldiers killed in Vietnam. What the government is doing is only counting the soldiers that die in action before they can get them into a helicopter or ambulance. Any soldier who's shot, but they get into a helicopter before he dies, is not counted. 73,000 dead amongst the U.S. soldiers for this scale operation using weapons of mass destruction is not high. We expect a great majority of U.S. soldiers who took part in the invasion of Iraq to die of uranium poisoning, which can take decades to kill. We've already lost more people in the Middle East than we had in Vietnam. It took so long to put an end to the Vietnam War, but supposedly we were fighting communism. Here we're boxing its shadows. But there's a different tact on the ground with U.S. soldiers, you've reported in your newsletter, Bob. Bob?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Bob, that throws it back to you. Didn't you have in your newsletter?
Well, first of all, I'd like that piece if you can email it to me.
I sure can.
And we've been reporting higher figures for a long, long time, but nothing on that scale. As far as the dead are concerned, we figured it was about 12,000, and they're talking 72,000, and ours was a guesstimate, and ours was, you know, three or four times higher than the official government figures. And that is absolutely mind-boggling.
Well, here is the website for people that want to look at this and post it themselves. It's rather lengthy, so I'll go through it one time slow. www.va.gov/rac-gvi/docs_gvis_may2007.pdf. And you will read it for yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. This government has lied to the reasons why we got into the war. They're lying about the number of casualties, the number of deaths, not only on the Iraqi civilian side, but also U.S. deaths. And I'd said this before, Bob, that I was reporting this last year, that the deaths may be, in fact, triple of what they're reporting. It could be well over 12,000. Well, as I read this, of all the casualties, including Afghanistan and Gulf War I, over 73,000 soldiers, and there's no game plan, there's no strategy to this. And over there right now, what are the U.S. soldiers doing in their Humvees over there right now, Bob?
They're hiding out in the middle of fields and telling their superiors that they're searching and destroying, when in fact they're searching and having coffee, because they're not going to get themselves in the line of fire because they don't believe in the war. They're not going to go out and get killed for anybody if they can help it.
You know what's funny about that? We used to do exactly the same thing when we were stationed in Swakopmund. It's amazing how history repeats itself through generations.
Human nature.
Yeah, I mean, we used to do exactly the same thing. We used to have a set patrol that we were supposed to go on, and our patrols were made up, usually it was an eight-man team. We used to head out of base camp about 3-4 miles, pull up, stretch out, fire up the barbecue, Return a couple of hours later and report everything's fine.
Oh, so you were the guys that made the poster back in the 60s. Suppose they gave a warning, nobody came?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, look, you do this stuff because a lot of the patrols they send you on are mindless anyway. And I'm not trying to compare what we were doing running around the bush to what the guys have to do in Baghdad. They have a greater impetus of not wanting to obviously complete assigned patrols, but in our instance it was really easy to duck out of that. So it's just how the things happen.
Well, now you
but they didn't have any barbecues over there. They had braaivleis.
Burovos. Burovos and pup.
This sounds suspiciously Russian to me. Look, guys, now I can understand why Blackwater is such an important component over there. Because Bush is asking for more money for the war. He wants more appropriations for the war. So to come out and say that, well, wait a minute, since my daddy and I, we were involved in this, we've lost over 73,000 troops. And by the way, we need another $40 or $50 billion on a war that we had to lie to get us into in the first place, that we've spent, upwards of $1 trillion on, money we don't have, we've got to borrow in order to fight a war we shouldn't have been doing in the first place. I saw Dennis Kucinich just come out, I think it was today or late yesterday, and say, and reference maybe the mental instability of this president. But is this guy just freaking nuts?
He absolutely is.
And incidentally, there's over 100,000 mercenaries over there, and they're carrying the war.
Sure.
I mean, these guys are professional killers. And after the war's over, they're going to send them back here and use them under martial law.
You know what I find? You know, and I'm big on this, history repeating itself time and time again. Because if we look back into the 80s and what officially sank the Soviet Union was... At the time in the 80s, the Soviet Union had a huge, well-equipped and very expensive military that was bogged down fighting Muslim freedom fighters in Afghanistan. They were having, obviously, energy shortfalls at the time linked to peaking oil production. They had a horrendous, unfavorable capital account and trade balances. Which was resulting in runaway foreign debt. Add to that the delusion of self-image, an inflexible ideology that the Russians had at the time, and the unresponsive and totally corrupt authoritarian judicial and political systems. And ultimately you had the collapse of the Soviet Union. We are just simply repeating what they did.
Well, and Bob, how do you think the American people would react if the evening news, they come out with updated figures on the cost of the war, on the true amount of deaths? Would we be horrified? Would the American people be horrified when the majority of them already know? I think latest polls indicate over 70% of people that believe that we should not have gone into Iraq, and probably over that amount says that we should get out of it. But imagine on an evening news where they update a story, it says, hey, we're here to tell you that it's cost 73,000 American lives. In your newsletter this week, the Congressional Budget Office says the long-term cost of the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, including the debt service, which is, by the way, conveniently off budget, will be $2.4 trillion. A million Iraqis dead, 73,000 American soldiers dead, almost $2.5 trillion we've spent of money we don't have, and we're supposed to be all okay with this. I can't even get my mind wrapped around this. I can't even go to the step of peering into this mindless dark abyss and even imagine this. And this is a reality, but I can't even get my mind wrapped around this, that this man is still seated in the Oval Office. But what is even more astounding to me, that Congress allowed this president to wage his preemptive war, gave the executive unprecedented powers in the history of this country. It is killing us, literally and figuratively, at least budgetary-wise, but yet the man sits, and the Congress sits idle. I thought the Democrats, the midterm Democrats, they were going to roll in there and, well, we're not going to vote for any more war funding. We're going to pull the troops out of there. This was an unjust war. We don't like Bush, but that's politics. But this is reality here. We need to get the hell out of Iraq.
Well, that's why the approval rating's at 11%.
Well, the answer very simply is you're right. And what do? We make a shot at defeating every incumbent but a handful in the primaries in the next election. And we elect Ron Paul. And if we can't do that, you'd better start practicing because you're going to need it.
Now, you guys come from a region of the world where this was a constant and daily reality. And people in this country, the worst that we've seen in this country of memory, we've got the old photographs and the stories of the Civil War.
You know, apathy will kill you. And we were apathetic. We didn't do anything. We paid the price. And history's just repeating itself. I hate to repeat myself so many times.
How many stupid mistakes can the human race make and not learn from the mistakes they just made yesterday?
Oh, plenty.
An infinite amount.
An infinite amount. All right. We'll invite your phone calls, folks. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
As we were sitting here during the break, I looked at Robbie, Bob, and I said, "Am I losing my mind because I'm sitting here and I am reporting this? Now, we're the only people in town that's going to report this bad news. The rest of it is the happy feet stuff that you get off of CNN. I saw a story that was covered on all the news channels today. A dumb high school girl decides to run out in front of a banner and get mowed down by her high school team. But that wasn't the end of the story. Earlier in the week, she had gotten in a car accident and totaled her car. Well, I feel sorry for this brainless cheerleader. I've never met and excuse me for this, folks, but I have literally never in my life ever met a cheerleader that had two brain cells that would synapse. They seem to be in a world unto themselves. But I'm watching the news, and I'm talking to Robbie during the break, Bob, and I'm going, man, I feel like my cheese is sliding off my cracker. And Robbie says, well, you know, every once in a while I'll take a break, and for 3 days I try not to think about anything. The first day, it's not so bad. The second day, how did you put it, Robbie?
Well, the second day you feel almost liberated, and then the third day you just want to figure out whether the world had ended while you weren't looking. Yeah, it's a tough thing to do.
But I told Robbie, I said, I feel like I'm walking through an old Twilight Zone show. That none of this is real. None of it is. It is almost beyond comprehension. When I was a child growing up, we knew what was real and what wasn't, what was good, what was bad. But I see everything turned on its head, popped inside out. And I'm wondering how people are dealing with this. Because, Bob, I almost feel like my cheese is starting to slide off my crackers. I am literally walking in a Twilight Zone.
Well, that's because you have a frame of reference, and they don't. So they don't feel like there's anything wrong. They think that this is the way it's supposed to be. Who are they? People generally under 50 years old. I mean, they have never had a bad day in their lives, most of them.
Yeah, I mean, all people are concerned about tomorrow is whether or not the Federal Reserve is going to cut a quarter point or a half a point.
Well, are they?
Lots of people are, you know, where is the next drug or bottle of alcohol coming from?
Well, I mean, today there wasn't, to give you some sort of, I don't know what to make. Obviously, the markets were in two minds today. Nothing was in the green. I couldn't find a single thing that made any money today, from the Dow to the NASDAQ to the Russell to, you know, dollar index, crude oil, gold, silver, platinum, palladium. I guess the only thing that was up today was the British pound and the euro. Everything else was negative. So I think the Fed's going to pull what nobody expects, and I think the Fed's not going to do anything tomorrow.
Well, that's what the markets are telling you.
That the Feds aren't going to do anything?
Well, the consumer numbers came out today that were severely disappointing. You got to look at interest rate cuts as bullets in your gun, and maybe the Fed doesn't want to spend too much ammunition. Maybe he wants to save it for when things really get bad. I don't know.
Get bad?
Oh,
wait a minute.
We haven't got bad yet, brother.
We're in our own version here.
We haven't got bad yet, brother. We haven't even seen bad yet.
Holy mackerel, I've just seen the bottom fall out of everything, and you're telling me it's not bad yet?
Oh, no.
Call the hospital. Give me a room reservation in 3 North. Here I come. We'll get to your phone calls right after the top of the hour of this break. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I am pleased and honored to have Mr. Robbie Noel in studio. And, of course, Mr. Bob Chapman is joining us because today, well, it's Bob Chapman Day. We'll be right back with your calls. With